As debate rages on in Australia about the pace and shape of our COVID-19 vaccination program, the World Health Organization is sounding the alarm about global inequities. Some lower and middle income countries have been shut out of vaccine access altogether, according to the WHO. In the West African country of Guinea, for example, just 25 doses of the Russian Sputnik vaccine have been administered so far. And while vaccines developed in Russia or China can be easier to get hold of, experts warn those jabs might cause other problems. Stephen Smiley prepared our report.
Under the shadow of the Cristo Redentor statue on a hill above Rio de Janeiro, two nurses are administering some of Brazil's first COVID-19 vaccines. Brazil's health regulator has approved two different jabs with emergency use authorizations issued on Sunday. The country has been among those worst hit by the pandemic. There have been nearly 8.5 million COVID-19 cases so far. Health professionals in Brazil are at the front of the queue. 27-year-old Gabriela Vasconcelos works at a major hospital in Sao Paulo.
It is difficult to find out every week that someone you work with had COVID and contracted COVID because they need to be there helping, saving lives. So I'm very happy today because for me this is an historical moment and represents hope.
To distribute the jabs, Brazil has called in the military, with the Air Force loading pallets of boxes containing doses onto its planes. So far, all the vaccines being distributed in Brazil are from the Chinese company Sinovac, although the country has done a deal with AstraZeneca too. But even with that agreement, the AstraZeneca jabs could be a while off. The World Health Organization's Secretary General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that's because rich countries' contracts are constricting global supply.
It's right that all governments want to prioritize vaccinating their own health workers and older people first. But it's not right that younger, healthier adults in rich countries are vaccinated before health workers and older people in poorer countries.
To prevent just that problem, the World Health Organization had been championing the COVAX facility, a program meant to distribute vaccines worldwide based on need. But Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the COVAX facility won't work as well as it should because rich countries' deals prioritise domestic consumers.
At the first vaccines begin to be deployed, the promise of equitable access is at serious risk. More than 39 million doses of vaccine have now been administered in at least 49 higher-income countries. Just 25 doses have been given in one lowest-income country. I need to be blunt. The world is on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure.
The COVAX facility will still deliver 2 billion doses of vaccine from five different producers, with distribution set to start sometime next month. Alexandra Phelan is an assistant professor in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. She says while that's good news, not all vaccines are alike, and getting the more innovative ones to places where need is highest will be hard.
The problem is the amount of vaccine that can be produced is limited, particularly for novel technologies. Vaccines like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which are this novel mRNA technology. So many countries over the course of 2020 have entered into bilateral contracts. So what happens is that has an impact immediately on, you know, what supply is available, and they start providing this on a priority basis to specific countries that have the wealth to be negotiating quickly these agreements.
Dr. Phelan adds that relying instead on vaccines from China and Russia, for which there is less rigorous data, may create new problems too.
Turkey, Indonesia and Brazil have all been involved in the Chinese vaccine rollout. And so we might actually end up with also this patchwork of different vaccines globally that may actually result in differing levels of protection. It really depends how the global community responds from here and what the data is going to say on a lot of those vaccines that are offered to middle-income and upper-middle-income countries.
Dr. Alexandra Phelan of Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., speaking with Stephen Smiley.